Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
But I'm probably going to be pissed in a minute.
And you are listening to Rise of the Robots, as this week we cover Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2, the International Championship.
Here we go. It's Christmas come early.
Yes, because the series before we start... So next week we'll be starting Robot Wars Series 6. And, right, we're in a little bit of an awkward position here.
That's what she said.
Because something that is very important to Robot Wars history happens. The first instance of a...
Weapon
which has opened up a lot of debate... and a lot of discussion, which some people believe to be...
The correct people.
Mm-hmm. This is actually the first time we see it, because this episode aired in the USA in June 2002. Oh. And the grand final, spoiler alert, of Series 6 of Robot Wars aired... on October on BBC Choice of 2002 and March 2003 on BBC Two. So almost a year in advance, anyone who watched Robot Wars in America was given a sneak peek of something that we're going to be discussing later on in this episode.
Wow.
However, before we get to that, we have the first round of the International Championship. Though, what it should really be called is the War of Independence Round 2. Because it is only British and American robots.
Well, first up...
and also, Indiana. Sorry, just to explain the format...
Yes.
The idea is there are four British robots and there are four American robots. And the British robots will face each other off in a tournament and the American robots face each other in a tournament. And the two winners of those two tournaments then face off against each other in the final.
Yes.
Which leads to the awkward situation of the most interesting match in the card happening in the semi-finals, but we'll get to that.
From Indiana, the Joker.
This is a robot I'm not going to miss. This robot is a two-wheel robot with a spinner on the front that's angled in a very interesting way that if it works, like, say, for instance... Warhead would be devastating. Unfortunately, it is not Warhead. It is Joker, and it is bad.
Yes. Some would say it's puts on sunglasses, takes them off again. Joke. Yeah.
Who's its opponent?
From Virginia, Manta.
Finally, some good fucking robots.
Yeah.
So, Manta is the robot that we also saw in Robotica. I can't remember what it was called there. It's the square robot with a very large disc at the front. And this is actually quite a... It takes a little bit of time. Manta is doing damage to Joker. but it's not really doing much. And then you just see at one point Manta hits from behind and gets a kill shot, and Joker does the free wheel of doom. And it is.
Let's call it a your highlight.
Oh dear. Oh no.
Joker somehow catches fire.
Yep.
And it's disposed of quickly. A little Uta style, like, because that seems to be Sarkay's new thing.
Now, here's the thing, because I don't remember Killalot doing this a lot, so was it only in the American series he did this?
Maybe. Let's keep an eye on that when we get to season 6.
I get the impression with Sir Killalot, or with the series in general, I get the impression whoever was controlling the house robots didn't like the American series. Because they were interfering every chance they freaking got.
Yeah. Maybe they read Gearheads.
Yeah.
It's a good book. Would recommend.
Anyway.
So, our second fight of the night. From the UK. Tornado.
This time it is running in its small vertical disc format.
Ooh. And from the UK, what?
I love how at the start they were like, four of the best in the UK, and then they pick an Adam Clark bot.
And Cat 3.
Though to be fair to it, this robot holds up a lot longer than a lot of other teams do against Tornado.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, to be fair, Cat 3.
Because Wobot actually does survive for a few seconds. And then it gets... The second it's put in the CPZ, both France robots jump him.
Yeah, it's like a double-bodied kind of thing, like two security guards, like just coming and grabbing like either side, either arm, and just like pulling you out of a club.
I do like that Tornado at one point starts pushing in and going, "Hey, I'm not finished with him yet."
Even Tornado's weapon like actually does some quite good damage here.
Yeah, it does. You see the state of Wobot as this match goes on. The all the wedgelets are starting to pull up. In fact, at one point, now it turns out it didn't, but I saw. So there's a moment where Tornado hits a shot with its weapon, and I actually sat there and go, "Was that a kill shot? Is Wobot out cold?"
Yeah, because there was one point where it did look like Wobot freewheeled for a second, and then it turned around and was like, "Oh, okay, guess it's still alive."
But yeah.
It didn't last too long, but yeah, it done well.
Yep.
I just wanted to see what would have happened if Tornado got clapped in the jaw.
I mean... Yeah. But hey, there are other jaws that can get clamped in. Speaking of which.
From Wisconsin, General Champs-a-Lot.
Which is definitely a robot that has done better in the side events than it actually did in the main competition.
Yeah.
And its opponent?
From California, the Brawler.
So, the Brawler is, as well as being the Grizz's worst nightmare, is a small thwackbot. I'm actually surprised we don't see a lot of thwackbots in this series.
God, could you imagine if Brawler won this match and advanced
Oof.
To face Tornado?
Thankfully, Brawler is perfectly jaw-sized for General Ocelot.
Yep.
So, even though it does rip out the General's tongue at first, there is then a couple of moments where General Thompson gets a great grip. Now, interestingly, one thing I do notice in the CPZ, again, the house robots are going after the aggressor, not the pushed-in robot. Like, Killor pursues General.
Yeah, it's a lot of weird times where it's just stuff like this is happening.
Yeah.
Sus. Like, are they trying to give the other bot a chance? I don't understand.
So, eventually General Chompslot does work Brawler into the pit, though it does come mightily close to falling in itself.
Yeah, because it gets the perfect pinch on where it bites Brawler from the side, so it can't really fight back, and then it just starts driving around the arena like a dog with a toy, hits the pit button, drops it in the pit. It was quite perfect, to be honest.
Oh, it's a wonderful bit of driving.
Yeah. And our final first round match, let's get this one out of the way quickly.
Yep.
From the UK, Cat 3.
Yep, Cat 3, the Axe robot. It's made it here. It's one of the robots that apparently was willing to sign up for an additional tournament, so credit to them.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And their opponent from the UK, Razor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The robot that actually works and is the double world champion.
And at this point is the UK champion as well.
Yeah, at this point it's the defending UK champion, yeah. And yeah, this is kind of generic Razor Fight 33.
Yeah. There's nothing to this.
It's almost the point Razor's kind of being a bit casual.
Yeah, this is a wrestler on an off day phoning it in kind of match.
Yeah,
where you can predict the whole match before it even starts.
I mean, there's this moment where you can see Cat trying desperate, because Cat knows its one shot is to basically try and nail Razor, and if it hits it on the wheel or it hits it, obviously we don't know how thin the armor is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's its one shot, is it has to try and get a shot in. It doesn't get that shot, the match for this point is over.
Yeah, because they stopped moving it by that point.
Yeah. Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. So, right, let's get on to the semi-finals. Okay, so Manta versus General Chompslot. How on earth did this match not happen yet?
That is pretty weird, considering they were both in the same other, I was basically other company.
Yeah. And this is a cracking match. Just out of nowhere. Like, it's a bit like when we had the grand final. It's like, Nothing burger, nothing burger, nothing burger. Suddenly some good matches break out.
Yeah.
So at
We had to sift through a lot of shit, but we found some fucking good stuff.
So at first, it's actually Manta that's doing the damage. It takes off one of the plates on General Tromsdorp's wheels. And then comes the biggest part of the fight. So the two of them, Manta charges in directly into the jaw. And at first, it works gloriously because the weapon lifts up Tromsdorp.
Yeah, it locks in place as well.
And you can actually see General Tromsdorp is stuck. His wheels are off the ground. And Manta is starting to feed it to the pit. And you see slowly as General Tromsdorp works its wheels onto the ground. And then General Tromsdorp pushes and slams Manta into the wall as hard as I think I've seen anyone be pushed into the wall.
Yeah.
And you actually see almost this moment of Manta being knocked silly.
Oh yeah, it was a dream straight. Like I feel like the last 20 seconds of that fight, Manta wasn't working.
And it General Tromsdorp, the only reason it doesn't get counted out is because General Tromsdorp is moving it about trying to pit it. But it's almost this kind of slow speed pitting process, and General Tromsdorp runs out of time, but it's clear who won the match.
Yeah. Definitely was another one of those matches where Manta probably had it at the beginning, but then the match flipped on its head by the end of it.
Yeah.
So General Tromsdorp advances to the final, and it's going to take on the winner of Tornado versus Razor.
So at first, the episode makes absolutely no real mention of the fact that Tornado is suddenly wearing a giant metal frame.
Yeah, that's too big for it to fit in the pit. It's not very fair, is it?
Right. Okay. We are not having this discussion in this episode. Robot Wars Extreme Warriors has not earned the right to have this discussion. The only reason that we're having this mentioned at all is because this fight came out before the grand final. I think this happened at the same taping.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have this discussion here. And also, we're not going to have the pit discussion because it's completely irrelevant to this fight.
Okay.
And also because there are two far more controversial things that happen in this match.
Right, so shall we just discuss the match first and then we'll get into the controversy after it?
Yes. So at first, the thing that you expect to happen happens, which is Razor gets a grip of part of Tornado that doesn't hurt Tornado. And Tornado goes, okay, you strapped in. Let's get to slamming. And Tornado just pummels Razor against the wall, against the house robots. And this is when the first of weird thing happens, which is that Tornado rams Razor into the CPZ, and Dead Metal starts attacking the frame of Tornado. And I think this ends up being important because the bit that it knocks out is then the bit that gives Razor enough space to get a grip of Tornado's weapon.
Oh.
And there's this brilliant moment where you see Razor finally goes, finally, something meaty! Clamp! Clamps into the weapon system, lifts Tornado off the ground, and then you see, suddenly, Tornado falls off the weapon.
Yep.
and something is lying in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, it looks like a mower or something.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. That
okay.
is one of the controversies. So what then happens from this point onward is suddenly Tornado once again gets to pushing, rams Razor into the CPZ again, and Bash and Dead Metal start attacking Tornado. So this is the second time both robots are in the CPZ and the house robots have targeted the aggressor, not the victim.
Yeah.
Now that becomes important because that is apparently one of the reasons why the winner of this match by judge's decision is Tornado. Because basically there is this attitude of, and it's interesting because the commentator mentions this afterwards. I don't know if that was like a deliberate choice, the same way that Jonathan Pierce mentioned stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was quite clearly fed to him.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so one of the things the judges do, and one of the reasons why, because it is a split decision, is at least two of the judges went, well, we can't really count any damage done to Tornado by the house robots, because the house robots shouldn't have attacked him.
But there was a significant amount of damage done by Razor. The whole front of that cage.
Right, no, but Dead Metal's the one that broke the cage.
No, Razor
crushed it. No, Dead Metal broke the cage. Razor broke the weapon. And that's where the controversial thing happens.
Disagree, but okay.
No, the frame was never damaged by Razor. If you actually look, the bit that damaged the frame is Dead Metal soaring through it.
Razor got clamped on the massive disc almost right at the very start of the fight, which broke the weapon.
Right. Because that's where the
It broke the weapon chain, for a start.
That is where the second controversy comes in.
Right, okay. So, okay. I'll shut up, and I'll let you do your controversies, and then we'll discuss from there.
So, you heard it mentioned that something fell onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
Now, what it actually was Tornado's weapon motor.
Uh-huh.
What the judges thought it was, and you can kind of see how they thought this, they thought that was Razor's wheel.
Okay.
So, when Razor then, because then immediately after that, that's when Razor gets shoved around again, and at no point are the judges able to see the front of Razor. So they thought Tornado had ripped out one of Razor's wheels. And that is one of the reasons why Tornado won, is damage. And by the time the judges found out, no, that's Tornado's weapons motor, the judgment had already been made and they couldn't rescind it.
Why?
TV. No idea.
They can literally do that at any other point.
But, yeah. But
if anything, that would make the TV even more interesting. They go back and say, look, we made a mistake.
But the sound of it wasn't until, like, after the final had been done. Like, it was, like, days later. It's not quite clear. And just to make this clear, I'm reporting this from the Robot Wars Wiki.
Uh-huh.
Which I know we've had a couple of dodgy references from before. But, yeah. Basically, that is... So... If you consider the context of the only actual missing part and damage, if the judges thought that was the wheel of Razor, I can then see sort of the logic behind saying that Tornado won.
But the argument is, Razor's wheels are blue and tiny. That thing was a giant black hunk of metal.
I'm not... I understand where you're coming from.
Like, what? How is this so overlooked, though? Like, it's just this thing that I don't understand. And this isn't even a fuck tornado thing. This is just a genuine... For these three that most of the time got it right throughout the entire run of Robot Wars, how is something this right. significant missed?
To be fair, one, you see how far away the judges are from the actual arena. Two, you have to consider the lighting isn't exactly the clearest. And three, it's if it's just a kind of glance, you see something round, and then you see immediately after this, Razor's getting shoved around a lot more easily. Whatever happened, and however this came about, what it does mean is that the victor in this match, and I have to be honest, if you're being legit, I think Razor's hard done by here, and by the yeah. sound of it, it's a fuck up that's not, again, it's a thing that's not on the Tornado team.
Mm-hmm.
One, the house robot thing I can get.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's something that's bugged me a few times. It's something that I, as much as I love the 6th and 7th series of Robot Wars, the house robots, the more time goes on, the less, the more of a liability I think the house robots become. And in this series in particular, it's really ruined my enjoyment of certain fights.
Uh-huh.
Is the house robots just out of nowhere go, no, this robot's going to win. We yeah. just decided.
I mean, like, maybe like part of it, because specifically for this season, is half these robots are such actual dog shit
yeah.
that they needed to interfere. But like, this is definitely going to be something that I feel like we should keep more of an eye on in the future when it comes to, because obviously we're starting season 6 next week.
Yep.
Let's see if they're as erratic during season 6 as they are here.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a split decision with the understanding that the main damage that Tornado sustained is thought to be from the house robots, and the main damage that Razor sustained is thought to be Tornado. And with everything, you can understand sort of how it could possibly have been interpreted that Tornado won the fight. Certainly, of the three, of the three fights, I think it's the one that Razor has absolutely the most claim
uh-huh.
that they should have won.
Yeah.
And again, regardless of your views of what they chose to do, Tornado is ahead of its time in terms of so many alt teams now adapt their robots for specific opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Tornado is very much the first robot to really pioneer that in the UK. And again, you can argue about the legitimacy of this particular modification. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very telling that immediately after Series 6... one, they actually changed the specifications for how long and wide a robot can be. And two, that they very specifically go, you cannot have a defensive modification, basically. You can't modify your robot purely to be defensive, purely from a defensive yeah. point of view.
Because by that logic, everybody could just put a gate around their robot and then nothing would happen.
Exactly. But that's... So, anyway. It does mean that the final is General Chompsalot versus Tornado.
It sure does.
And do you know what? In a way, I'm kind of glad, because I yeah. think a Razor Chomp's Lot match wouldn't be very interesting.
Mm.
I think it would last 2 seconds.
I think it would just be... It would all depend on if Razor could grab them.
Yeah, that's the one thing, is if Chomp's Lot could get a grip of Razor before Razor got a grip of Chomp's Lot.
Yeah.
What ends up happening...
I would have loved to have seen either of them, to be honest. Obviously, we got one of them.
That does happen. So, the two robots are fighting against each other, and it's quite a back and forth at first, though obviously Tornado's considerably stronger. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, General Chomp's Lot basically gets Lockjaw on Shunt's scoop.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, not the scoop, the front... It's hard to say. The triangular wedge as opposed to the scoopy wedge.
Yeah. The pointy wedge.
The wedge that doesn't have the axe.
Yeah.
And it's sort of stuck there for a while, and it's clear that Shunt can't move Isla.
Get off me, bro. Get off me.
Ew, ew, ew. And then Refbot pulls them apart.
Because, like, the tongue's there as well, so he's just licking Shunt like...
Shunt needed a hug after this match. And then there is this... And then after they've been broken up, Tornado goes, okay, bored now.
It literally was just the case of the, like, it was a perfect fucking pose. She was just like, ah. And then, like, Chompy gets Lockjaw again, but this time on the side of the pit, where his jaw was stuck on the edge of the pit, so it couldn't pull itself away.
And the problem is the weight of that jaw, its wheels aren't quite on the ground.
Uh-huh. And even when they are, they can't maneuver in a certain way to flip the jaw round.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sitting duck the whole time. So, and then eventually Tornado bumps them in, finishes the job, and Tornado has become the international champion.
Yep. And, yeah. As I said, we are saving a particular discussion because... Let's be honest, this is not the iconic Razor versus Tornado fight.
Yeah.
And this is not the Razor and Tornado fight that deserves to be discussed as deeply.
That was just a little taste of it.
And you only have... ...15 weeks to wait.
Yes.
Because in a few weeks time, because in that time we will be discussing, over that period of time, we will discuss Robot Wars, the Sixth Wars.
Get ready, Reddit.
Oh boy. Here's the thing. I actually think, the more time goes on, I actually think Series 6 and Series 7 are actually the best series of Robot Wars.
Like, it's just, that's the one awkward thing about Season 7, is just because while it's still really good, it just misses so many heavy hitters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the one thing that it struggles with, just a little bit.
Yeah.
So I feel like, just if you had a few more heavier hitters in it, it might have just been like the best, the definitive season.
Though interestingly, Razor would have been illegal that season because they changed the requirements for the how much pressure you could have in a crusher.
Hmm. Yeah, because they just didn't enter that season, didn't they?
No,
they
didn't enter. Hypnodisc didn't enter. Chaos 2 didn't enter, which is more understandable.
Yeah. Which is weird that he couldn't find somebody to drive Chaos 2, like the way somebody drove Panic Attack.
Anyway, we will be back in next week as we kick off Series 6 of Robot Wars.